Tuf kuf mem ches. Tuf kuf mem zayin sefir alef. The mechaber says in chofren kuchen b'chafiru ukvarz b'ingem chol amoyd lius mechon al meister yamos. We don't make it something like a mausoleum they used to have where they were buried in the walls of the caves. So you don't make those holes in order to prepare for a body. But if they're already made, you can change the dimensions. Sifyud Beis, Ein Little Shasavim V'Afer B'Chol Amoyed V'Sakvarz K'moshe Nogim Lasos B'Chol. You're not supposed to rip up grass or dirt on Chol Amoyed in a cemetery. The Mishnah Berurah brings for Eli Rab, who says that this is talking about ripping it up for the sake of the Beis HaKfaros in order to beautify the cemetery. But the minhag to rip up grass as a memory of the deceased, that would be permissible. But the Maamar Mordechai disagrees and says no, and that's the minhag is not to rip up grass even on Chol Amoyed. Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches, Sif Aleph. Hakover Es Meso Basocha Regel Lo Chal Alav Avelos Baregel. One who buries their deceased during Yontif or on Chol Amoed, the Avelus doesn't occur until after Yontif is over. It doesn't begin, Shiva doesn't begin until after Yontif is over. Ela achar regal maschalim no Shiva noig v'm Avelus, that's when you start Shiva, the dinim of Shiva. Umono shloshim yom akfura v'noig b'shar shloshim chol gzer shloshim. But shloshim, you start counting from the time of the burial. So if you bury on Chol Amoed, that's when shloshim starts, even though Shiva doesn't start until afterwards. The reason that there's no Avelis Shiva is because the mitzvah asay of Simchas HaRegel, which is an asay derabim, is docha the Avelis, which is only a mitzvah diyachid. And even though there's no Shiva on the regel, still the Mishnah Berurah says that we still light a candle. The candle that is lit, all of Shiva, is lit starting when the person passes away, and it has nothing to do with the fact that Yontif is Mevatel Avelus, or the fact that Shiva doesn't start until afterwards. You light the candle starting already then. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that this candle should be lit by a non-Jew on Yontif, if not by a Jew. Siv Beis. And the places in Chutz La'aretz where there's 2 days of Yontif, the Shiva starts on the last day of Yontif, even though there's no Avelis on that day. Hol Midivrayim, who since it's only Midrabanan, Olo Minaminyan, it counts for Shiva, and therefore there's only 6 days. The Rama adds, Im Yom Sheni Shor Shoshana, Olo Minyan Shiva, Ayim Biyordeus, Im Shin Sari Tes, if you give up Bahagos, whether the second day of Rosh Hashanah counts or not. However, this is not really mentioned over there.